the last line on Nunamud Beis, Gemara had said, Ula had said that the reason you don't collect from Achilus Peris is because of not written, and Rav Chanina had said because it's not a set amount. So they had the following shayla: Rav Chanina Ktsuvim Ktsuvim Bayi. Does he add to Ula saying you need both written and set? Or is the fact that it's said is enough? Somebody died, left two daughters, a ben and a son. And the first one went. She got married, and one of the takonas is that a girl that gets married gets 10% of the estate. So she takes it away from her brother, right? When her father's alive, he gives her whatever he wants to. But the assumption is, Chazal assumed that the father gives his daughter 10% of his estate. So the father died and the son yarshim, the daughter gets Isser Nuchasim. And what happened was the son died, and now the two girls inherit. So the girl number two just got 50% of what's the estate. Does she still can ask for the 10% Isser before the split up is done, saying, you older girl got 10% extra by collecting, or not? So it's a machloikas. Amar of Yechimun Shnei Vitra. She lost it. Because the bottom line is that she's getting more. The purpose is to give her money for her chasana. She has money for her chasana. The Amar of Yechimunah, and Rav Chanina said, G'dayla b'zu Amar, Matzil l'panasim and Matzil l'mazaynas. We let a girl collect from sold property for this parnas of this 10%, even though you can't do it from a zaynus. So we see how strong this takana was. And you want to say that she lost it because she inherited before she got married? Meaning, you would assume that taking it away from her sister is less severe than taking it away from buyers. And we let her take it away from buyers, so why shouldn't we let her take it away from her sister? And we explained that the Sivus learns the machlokes is at what point is the obligation of 10% kick in? At the time of death, it's a future obligation. When she gets married, she's entitled to 10%. Or is it it kicks in at the time of marriage, and then it's only if it's necessary. At that point, there's no estate to collect from, so therefore she doesn't get it. That's how we explained the machlokes. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. When Parnasa, the maker ksaitzi, Parnasa is a set amount, 10%. Michtav loitziva, it's not written. The Kamitzia, and yet she takes it away from Lekuchas. Is a Raya, at least Rav Chanina, who is the Mandiyamar here, who says she can take it away, must hold that it's Ksufim is enough, because he's the one that says she's Maitzian Luparnasa. So he must hold that the fact that it's Ksufim is good enough. It's not a Kasha Ula. Ula doesn't have to agree to that statement. It's not a Bryce, it's not a Mishnah, it's Rav Chanina's own statement. And for the Gemara, Shiny Banostic, even this they call it Commander Stephen Zombie. Everybody knows about this 10% chiyuv, and therefore this is like written, it doesn't prove anything. Master Rabuna Bamanayach. Meitzu. It says, if the people die, this is talking about a person who accepted to feed his wife's daughter from a previous marriage for 5 years, and then she got divorced from him, and then she married somebody else, and again got a promise of 5 years. So the Mishnah says one of them feeds her and one of them pays her their money that the food is worth. And then it says, Meitzu, if the two husbands die, their own daughters that they had from this woman, they're treated like all daughters of a person who dies. They can only collect from the Chasim B'nei Chayrim. But he, this girl, because that's not a Tanaik Suba, it's a debt. And debts collect from the Shubadim. The question is, it wasn't written. It's verbal. And for the Gemara, now either that makes it like written or even better than written. There was a kinyan made. And therefore, that's why she can collect from the Shabbat. In fact, the Gemara, Yachibonas Nami. So why can't the girls collect from the Shabbat? And for the Gemara, they made the kinyan for the wife's daughter. They didn't make it for his own daughter. In fact, the Gemara, my pistol, why are you assuming that? So the Gemara makes sense. The daughter of his wife was born to a previous marriage. She's around. So that's when you make a kinyan. His daughter is going to be married. Like the ksuba is written before his daughter is born. Therefore, she's not around. so the kinyan is meaningless. Let mahari lo kinyan. Frightening barmila eskina the chavi tavaya b'shas kinyan. Can it be that his own daughters are also there? Ve'echi dami de garsheva hadra. He divorced her and took her back. So his daughters were already there. So why can't the kinyan work for his own daughters? Zok the gemara, I'll tell you why. Elabita the kibay b'shas kinyan le mahari lo kinyan. The daughter is getting it because of a chiyav, so the kinyan makes no difference. Bas ishta delabit, my doesn't call club. Bas ishta is his voluntary obligation. Mahani lo kinyan, kinyan works. Frekti gemar v'chimig regara. Are things worse because they have a t'nai bezin? But kinyan can't work where there's a t'nai bezin? And the gemar, you're right. Elabita kibit the t'nai bezin call club, mitzrari atvasav. Bita, since she eats the t'nai bezin, we're afraid that he might have given her a sack of money to collect from, and therefore we don't let her collect from Mishabadim. Mashainkein Bas Ishtai, there's no Tanai Bezin, there's no reason to believe that he left her money on the side. So therefore at this point we have not proven whether Reb Chanina needs Ksuvim also or just Ksuvim. No proof, and we never prove it. This is where it remains, not proven. Now the Gemara has a problem with both Mandi Amrim, both Ula who says it depends on writing, and Reb Chanina, who says it depends on set amount. The Gemara has a problem with both of them, because we have a Tana who says a different reason. Tashma, Amram Nasan, Amos Ibis Mashikadim Mekhar Shashain in the Shivkosha region. When can't the buyer collect from the Shubadim for improvements that he made? Right? A stolen field was sold to the buyer. The buyer made improvements. The halacha is when the field is taken by the original owner, who only reimburses him for expenses. He can go and collect from the one who sold it to him. He can the amount he paid from Shubadim, the improvements, only from Bnei Chayrin. Why? When is that true? When the sale took place before the Shvach was there. Meaning, when the guy sold off his fields to Shubadim, when Mr. Goslin, after he sold this field to somebody, sold other fields that were legitimately his to somebody else, the improvements haven't been made yet. So a Mr. Second Buyer buys the field, has no idea that there's going to be improvements that he's going to be responsible for. I have a Kodim Shvaka Sharishin Lebekha Shashani. But what if Mr. Buyer of the stolen field made the improvements, and meanwhile, the guy who stole it is selling legitimate fields to somebody else, and at that point, the improvements have been made already, then Gaivim Chasim Shabbatim. So then, when the buyer comes to the Goslin and says, can I have my money for improvements, he can go to the guy who bought the field after his sale, because he has a shibut, because it was existing at the time of the sale, which means when the buyer buys, he has to search and see what previous sales did this guy do, what improvements were made, and he has to make sure that he understands that he's responsible for those. Nothing to do with written, nothing to do with set. Dr. Gemar, you're right, Tanoi. There's three shittas in the Tanoim. Taya Ematin Lachilus Paris Shraka Kosma Maznishu Abanas Rosh Mishabadim, they take an oil, they shank suvim. Well, Mandi Amr says because it's not written. Amr Basi Vichibah take an oil, yes, Bazu, Valle Bain Suvim. Meaning, why do you have to say Vichibah take an oil, yes, Bazu is saying, I don't need tikkun olam because of ksuvim. It's just not a set amount. That's enough reason not to be responsible. So basically, there's three opinions in why there is no mishubadim on achilus peres and shvach kakos. One man the Amr says because it's not written, so the buyer has no way of knowing. One man the Amr says it's not set. We can't obligate buyers in responsibility for something that won't have a set amount. It's open-ended. One man the Amr says, it depends if the improvement was made before the second buyer bought it. If it was, that is Mishabadim. If it's not, it's not Mishabadim because he wasn't there and he didn't know what was going to happen. He had no way of knowing whether improvements would be made or not.
One of the questions is, why is it that
Bat-Ishto
gets his own
Ozebita and
is not?
Mishabadim. Yes, I'm sorry.
So self-understood.
Because of Tikkun Olam. You found somebody claims Right. Somebody comes back and gives back a wallet, and the guy says, there were two wallets. Even though the guy is 100% confident there were two wallets, but he can only be confident because the guy admitted he found one. There's no way he could have approached the person and said, you found two wallets. It's because the guy admitted he found one, came and returned it, the guy can say, I'm sure there were two. And that's considered a legitimate claim, and it's not considered Meshav Aveda. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, which is going to be the Gemara's problem. However, Shnei Shvarim Kshurim Mitzasali, the guy says you found two Shvarim, right? The guy returns one and the guy claims two. Because there's no definite claim, because even the guy who claims two realizes that by the time this guy found it, it might have only been one. My timer, Shvarim Menatchim Adadi, Kisulei Menatchim Adadi. Shvarim detach from each other and wallets don't. He admits he found two. He says, I already returned one. That's a regular case of Maida B'mitzis. Harris and Nishma, he swears. Here's a guy, walks over and says, I found your wallet. And now he has to swear that he didn't find two? What happened to that halacha that we want to encourage people to return lost objects? Look, the Gemara, which according to Rashi is a biblical halacha. Look, the Gemara, who Damakar blessed by Yaakov? At the end of the day, it's going to be like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that when there's any kind of claim, even if it's not a strong claim, it's still considered enough claim for Maida B'Mitzvah. So even though this guy is returning in a Metziah, but the other guy is now having a definite claim. So a definite claim, even by a returning of a Metziah, is considered not a Meshav Aveda. It's only when there's no definite claim, like by Shvarim. But by Kisin, since the guy can now say, I know for sure there were two, we see from the Blessed Yaakov that even in a weaker claim, as the Gemara will explain at the end, when it's the son of the lender claiming, so even though he's claiming, he's automatically a weaker claim because it's the son, not the guy himself, still we don't consider him a Meshav Aveda. So therefore the Gemara compares Rabbi Yitzchak's case to that. That's what the Gemara is going to do. Sometimes a person swears in his own admission. He walks over to somebody, and that's how we understand it now. He says, I owed your father $100 and I paid him $50. That's when he swears in his own admission. The Chachamim say, no, he's Pater. It's a biblical Svara. There is a claim from a cotton, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not consider him a Meshav Aveda. In fact, the Gemara got midi mashashis vape. Can a cotton claim, but not image one matayin is chareshayt of a cotton? A claim of a chareshayt of a cotton doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara, my cotton cuddle, we mean an adult son, but my cuddle cotton would have immediately the obiv cotton who, because he's not usually not very clear in his father's affairs. The guy is claiming 100%. How can you say Tainus Atzmai? Zog the Gemara, you're right. Tainus Acherim Veidos Atzmai. It means his own admission. In fact, the Gemara, Kulu Tainus Anami Tainus Acherim Veidos Atzmai. Every might have been made this is that way. Elim the Rabba Kavifligi. The Machloikis isn't Rabba. It's talking about Tainus Cotton, Rashi learns. And the Cotton can claim his father's loan, even though he can't claim his own loan. But now he's coming to claim his father's loan, and the question is that partial admission considered a Meshav Aveda? Why yes, why not? But the rabbi comes for you. How far to extend Rabba's rule? Dama Rabba, but Yeshua. Why did the Torah say Maida Mitzvah Tainus swears? He could deny the whole thing and not swear biblically. So by admitting part, he swears? It's a human behavior that you can't look a guy that did you a favor in the face and say, I don't owe you a penny. And therefore that takes away the amigo. He would have liked to say, I don't owe you a penny, but he can't do it. So really, if that's the case, why doesn't he admit the whole thing? He's trying to delay things. Therefore, I might have admit to swears. In order he should admit the whole thing. Rabbi Yaakov holds it makes no difference to him or his son. Meaning that a person can't look the son of the guy who did him a favor and deny it. So yes, it's a weaker claim, but it's not a Meshav Aveda. This is the case that we say is similar to Yitzchak, who now has a definite claim that there are two wallets. You don't look the guy who did a favor to you in the face and lie. I will live my mayas. Therefore, he has a mingle. He could have said, I'm kai for a kai, let me do my mayas, make sure I made the who he must be a make sure I made. Look, the Mishnah writer. You say, Mim Shusam, who waits about a bias. Yisraimim, who gravitate to a Baal HaBayis, who automatically becomes an Apotropos. Like Shemino them Apotropos. Or their father appointed a guardian. Chayim lost the Periseim, he's obligated to take Maaser. Apotropos, and he's allowed to, that's the Chiyav. That's the Kiddush. Not his, but they have to eat, therefore he can take Maaser. Apotropos Shemino Abu Yisraimim Yishba. At the end of the day, he makes a Shavuos Apotropos, which means he swears, even though there's no definite claim. He knew best and loyish, but the Gemara explains, because he won't do it. By his father, he's doing it as a favor, a payback, so he'll do it even if he has to swear. But by Besson, I don't need the covenant. Don't give me the covenant, I don't want to swear. By the father, he won't do it. Yes, he owes him a favor, not enough to make it true. But by Besson, the covenant is worth it. Don't think of my right. We're middle. Atam v'le shutran, partners one can't take for the other. Atam v'le arisim, atam v'le apotropim, not guardians. V'le atayim m'shein ishalai. And that's a general statement. You can't take truma of something that doesn't belong to you. It says clearly guardians can't take truma. I'm Rav Chizda kan l'hachle, kasha kan l'hachle, kan l'niach. To give them food now, you have to. To put away for later, not necessary for one of two reasons. Either because it's not theirs, so why should we allow it? And the second reason is, why shouldn't they be able to do their own mitzvah when they grow up? Nothing about my to Matanya. We talk a little to Bryce that way. I'm a trumpet target of Mike's and Lahaku, Lahaniach. A Michael and Behemoth, Abadim Shrakas, Abadim Sadus and Kramim, Lahaku, Tafid, Lahaniach. A Michael and Paris joined him with Shimon and Slossus, Lahaku, Lahaniach. Rice and Lulu by Rabbi Sukha Titus called over Shiesh like Titsuf. Any mitzvah that has a set amount, it's not open-ended, because we use Sefer. The Moichelim Sefer Torah Chilin Mezuzah Zuchol Dovah Shiesh LeKitzah. That's what we use Megillah. But Ein Paiskim Malayim Tzadka, because it's open-ended, there's always four people in Nebuch. The Ein Paiskim Malayim Tzashuyim, even though it's such a big mitzvah, but it's open-ended. The Moichel Dovah Shiesh LeKitzah, that's what we use Achumi Avelim. They used to bring something to the Abel when they came to the house, some food along. May not be trapped in the Shalom Gladden, Lachah, Veliskas, Venisti, Asylum. They cannot go to court, win or lose. In fact, the Gemara Liskus in my life, what's wrong if they win? And the Loch of a Manas Liskus Venichti Simon, they can't go to court because they think they'll win, but what if they lose? So therefore, they don't go to court. They can't sell a faraway field to get a new one closer, even though it sounds like good business sense, or the raw to sell a worse field, the Ligo Biyafa. My time of Doma Mishtatrin. The bottom line is, it's never a guaranteed investment, so why bother? Yes?
Well, by the case with the court thing, they were going to win, and they did not win.
We tell them not to go to court.
But if they do go to court,
it doesn't mean anything if they lose.
Oh, but if they win, they win.
Claro, yeah. But then it shouldn't go to court. Not fair.
I understand that. I'm just saying,
but that's what I'm saying. Right. Vayna Betrapa. Well, I'm too. Right. Vain Abitrabim Mishal Lim Kasadas Lika Chavadim. Because Sadas is a better investment. Of a Mechem Abadim Lika Sadas. It's a better investment. My time up. Abay, period. Ripshim Gamliyah Abadim Kavadim Lika Sadas. My time with him will learn Mishavshim. You never know who's going to come argue about the field. Vain Abitrabim Mishal Lim Kavadim Mecheris. Even if the Evid has money to buy himself free. And the Abitrabis needs the money for food. He cannot free the Evid because he doesn't own the Evid. Abu Meichel Reisel Acherim, he can sell to somebody else. Acherim Etzir Reisel Acheris. Rabbi Yaimar Mani Yevon Eisen Me'atzim V'yaytze, Meshukum Meichel Eloi. When the guy pays him, it's like selling it to him. We don't view it as freedom, it's the way of sale. He comes free, but that's the way that is. V'tarach L'chashivim Abachroina, he has to make an accounting at the end. Roshim Gamli Eloi Me'in Etzarach. This is not the Machlokes of Shavua. This is a separate thing called an accounting. We don't appoint women of other Makanim. They're not business savvy or they're not trustworthy. But the father did it. Listen, it's his job. He can do whatever he wants. Well, but Trappist, I'm a Shibusi, I married, I'm a Kamazman, I'm a Rathum, I'm a Abdi. Sold land and bought up on them. Lashavka, a mayor stopped him. Akhulay, Bechal, Manil, Haris, Rathum, Lulu, we want to destroy the Yosemite's property because the money was obviously gotten in not in the right way by the father. And you're trying to keep it going to Ratzin Hashem to ruin this. We don't let dreams influence. These two people, that the Sutton incited them every Friday afternoon before Shabbos, they had a fight. He kept them there for three, he stayed there three Friday nights. On the Abadu Shlomo, he made peace. He heard the Sutton saying, woe to me, Rameir kicked me out of the house. He sold land and bought oxen. He didn't say anything. I never called my wife, or my shar. So we see, having oxen is very important for a field. It's not considered a downgrade. Hanui asked me to have a smichi gabi ahisavta. There was a descendant that gravitated to this old lady. Have a little torso, and they had an ox. Shakla was a vintage, and she sold it. Also, Kremlin commented, not going to believe my vintage is something. But who right? You give her a right. She's not an appointed guardian. Listen, what can I do? They gravitated to her. Vayakar, it went up in the price. He said, but you said, well, Yakar, it's already after the sale. So he said, well, you'll treat the dummy. They didn't pay for it yet. If it goes up in price, the Simon can change their mind and claim that the sale is not final to money. Because you have to have money. The wine of Ravina Akwa, they bought it at 4. The Yaakov would come b'shita b'shita. Then it got up to 6. Also comes Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Chanan Ba'idi. I'm Rav Shmuel. I'm Rav Chanan Ba'idi. I'm Rav Shmuel. This is Shemek Gehegdish. Let me know the Kasma. Now we're going to go through 4 cases. First case. It's interesting that the Gemara has 1 and then 4 talking about when the Yisayimim are selling it. And 2 and 3 is when the Yisayimim are buying it. Meshayach Peri Miyasmi. Somebody bought fruit from the Yisayimim, and they did the Meshicha, which is the regular kinyan by a hedget, by regular people. Yaakov went up in price, they can change their mind. Zul went down in price, and the other guy wants to change his mind, claiming that the sale hasn't been final yet. We say that you can't do that, because they have at least the rights of a regular person. They also have plus. They bought fruit and did Meshicha. Yaakov went up in price, and now the other guy wants to change his mind. So they want to change their mind. This is not a good thing. If you're going to let them change their mind when it goes on in price, nobody will ever sell them until there's their money given over, and they will never be able to buy on credit. They paid for it and they didn't do Meshicha. Right? It went down in price and they bought it, right? And it went down in price. So they paid money for the fruit. And it went down in price, so they want to get out of it, right? So they want to get out of it. They can, because they can't. And they don't even get a Mishapara, because Dapatrapas is doing it, and he's not gaining, and they're not doing it, so there's no Mishapara. Yaakar, that they can say that we paid, you can't change your mind. That's bad for them. Why? Because the right to change the mind is the reason he's obligated to watch it. You take away his right to change the mind, he's not going to watch it, and therefore they're going to lose the stuff. They paid money to the assignment, Yaakar, and they want to change the, and the, they paid the assignment money and the price went up, they can change their mind. So, the other guy wants to change their mind. Some night of probably did not let him change his mind because the sale is final. Sometimes they'll need money, they'll want a cash advance, and nobody will give them a cash advance because they can change their mind. We signed in the star. She was the acting guardian, and she sold for taxes without announcing it for 60 days. You can sell it without an announcement. Because these are things that you need the money right away, taxes, food, or to bury the deceased. Amram Tziva Abatrabas the Asmahava, he was an Abatrabas of the Yisrael, Abatrabas the commander of Nachman. Amrali, they said, Kalobish Mixim Yasmi, he is dressing and covering himself from Yisrael. Amraluk Nishtam Amili, he's doing it in order that he should be more heard, and he can do that. So they said, Kalobish Yasmi to do. He's eating and drinking their money. And he's not rich enough to do that. Amram Mitzia Ashkach. But Kamabstadlu, he's not taking care of the land. He said, I shall say the master of Sakina, and I'll remove him. We don't remove him, and that's if it was appointed by the father. And we remove him anyway. If he wouldn't have had pleasure, he wouldn't have been a guardian. And he won't not do it because of Yeshua. He's doing best in a favor. If you're going to make him swear, he won't do it. And the fact that the Kail is going out, the Bezin trusts him, the Samachal Ebedina, Shem Shul Asalam Luyeh. That reputation is worth the Shua. He owed him a little favor. For that alone, that by Bezin he swears, by Father he doesn't swear. Tanya Bezin Yaakov Emezeb is a Yishma Baloch Kedwarav. We don't pass that way, but the Bryce says Allah Kedwarav. Tanya Rav Kedwarav, my Rav Kedwarav, make sure nice and sarcum is getting paid. Are you bringing the measuring cup and measuring it out to him? Are you measuring the payment? It's like he's getting paid, meaning because he's doing it as a favor, as a return favor, so we consider him like a nice and sarcum. These are called hezek, shen, and nicker, making truma tame, mixing truma and chulin, or monastic, which is going to be a machlekes in the Gemara. And we spoke out two swaras, which we will leave for the Gemara coming up, where the Gemara will discuss what should happen, what should be biblically. If my Menasek Rabba Menasek Mamash, he poured it to Rabbi Nazara, Shmuel or shook his hand to Rabbi Nazara, Shmuel Amar Ma'arif. Why can't he learn Pasha Pshat? Amar Menasek come to the Rabbinay. Menasek is Chayim Misa, he doesn't pay. First he steals it. First he takes it at that moment, he becomes obligated to pay. Why didn't he want to say Ma'arav? There's no reason to have two similar cases. The other one says, we don't compare one knas to the other knas, and we will start again here tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.